श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की जय, श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय, भगवान श्री कृष्ण की जय, श्री रस पंचाध्याय की जय, जय जय श्री राधे। रस लीला द श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto, chapters 29 through 33, verse 3. Tristva kamudvantam akandamal akandamandalam pramananabham navakunkamarunam vanam chatat komalagobirashchitam jagokalam vama Krishamanoharam. English translation. Lord Sri Krishna saw the Akanda Mandalam rising in the sky, the full moon on Sharad Purnima. Chandradev, the moon, was glowing with a reddish effulgence, so beautiful, so soothing and attractive. Krishna saw the rising moon and thought that this Akanda Mandalam Chandradev, this Purnima, is actually the face of Lakshmi, Rama, Rama Anana Abham, the light, the jyoti, the prem, the effulgence, the radiance, the attraction, the sweetness, the charm of Lakshmi Devi's face, Rama. He was reminded of Lakshmi, but then his heart reminded him of Radha. Radha is Krishna's Lakshmi. And Narayan's Lakshmi is Lakshmi. Krishna saw the Kumud lotuses, the white lotuses, blossoming under the rays of the full moon at midnight in the Yamuna. And the entire forest before him was gently illuminated by its rays. Komala gobi rashtitam, vanam chattat komala gobi rashtitam. Krishna then began jago kalam. He began to play sweetly on his bansuri, madhur madhur bansuri gan. When the gopis of Vrindavan heard Shyam, that's Shyam, I'm not imagining anything, it's not an illusion, it's not Mo, it's really the Vansuri Gan, the song of Krishna's sweet flute. So late at night, he should be sleeping in Nandagam. It's 11 o'clock, Madhyarat, Arita. Are my ears deceiving me? Is it really Shyam's Vansuri? I don't know, said the Lita Sakhi. Yes, I'm hearing it also. Can you hear it, O Sakhiyam? Are you hearing it? Yes, oh, Radha, my name, did you hear my name? Induleka, O Induleka Sakhi. Jaliyal, Rasasteli, I mean Jaliyal, Rasasteli May Milan, Radharani, may I go? Shyam is calling, yes, into Lake of Run, Jal, run to the Rasasteli. One by one, Krishna was calling the gopis. Radha's waiting. And lastly, Krishna plays one special rag for Radharani. all the gopis heard the sound of Krishna's flute, and they ran to the Rasasthali along the Yamuna, Yamuna Pulini, and Sharad Purnima, begin the most beautiful dance in the universe. Raslila, Prem Raslila, Madhurya Prem Raslila, Gopi Prem Raslila, Radharas, Radharas Sudha, Radharas Sudha Raslila, Shama Rasuda Raslila, Nectar Flow, Divine Love, the greatest charm, the greatest attraction, the greatest satisfaction, Krishna and Radha's Raslila in Vrindavan. We're discussing this third pada. Varam chatat komala gobi rashchitam. Varam forest of Vrindavan. Tat komala, komala. Komala means soft, gentle, pliable, flexible. We have in our Tattva Siddhanta this phrase, komala shraddha. Komala shraddha means komal, very weak, very soft, very gentle faith, not very determined, not very convinced in Bhagavan. Vishvas, Bhagavan ka vishvas, bot kam hai. Not very strong faith in Krishna. Komala. Komala gobi rasjitam. Rasjitam means colored, gentle, by the rays. Gobi rasjitam. That van, tat van, that forest of Vrindavan all around Krishna, was colored by the rays of the full moon. This is what it's telling. Vanam tat kat. Vanam tat komala gobi rashchitam. Komala rashchitam means the gentle rays. The gobi means the rays of the sun. Gobi. And komala means, the gentle rays of the moon were beautifying the entire forest before Krishna. I mean, looking very beautiful. But our rustic jan, they're telling that what was actually coloring the forest of Vrindavan was not the rays of the moon. Yes, the moon was shining fully on Charit Purnima. And yes, the rays of the moon were penetrating the covering of trees overhead and illuminating the ground. But that is not the gobi, or the komala gobi. These are not the rays that were coloring the forest that Krishna was in, Vrindavan. Krishna was in the forest, yes, underneath the banyan tree, Vamshivat, and so many trees, Kadamba, Riksh, so many trees. And Krishna's calling the gopis for Rasmandala. Akandamandalam, Rasmandalam, Trisva, Kamudvantam, Akandamam, Akandamandalam. But Krishna saw, the forest is colored by the gentle rays, the Komala Gobi Raschitam, Vanam. Komala gobi rashchitam. The Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan is with the gentle rays, not the reddish rays of that Arunena Limpan full moon, but the gentle reddish rays of the full moon, the Chandramukhis, the Anana Mukhi, the moon-like faces of the gopis, Lita Vishaka and Radha. That Brahma is my Radha, and my Radha is coming to meet me in the forest. And as Radha enters the very precincts, the very outward border of Vrindavan, where Barsana meets the border of Vrindavan, the Vrindavan near the Raslila, the whole forest that Krishna is standing in takes on a special, very special effulgence, very gentle, much more gentle than the rays of the full moon, much more soothing, much more satisfying. Shukadev Goswami is telling us what Krishna is seeing while he's standing at Vamshivat, who he is seeing, and what Shama is feeling. These words are describing the vision of Krishna, the bhav of Krishna, from the viewpoint of Shukadev, who's in Prem Samadhi. We sing, Krishna looked and he saw the full moon, blossoming white lotuses, and then he saw, the forest appears, although it is the moon, but it appears like the effulgence of Radharani. with her red in color, her goldish color, her golden color. And then when Krishna is seeing this, the golden ray, excuse me, the beautiful soothing rays of the full moon, then he's thinking of Radharani and her effulgence and how she will light up the forest. And the Rastacharyas, they say, yes, the forest is illumined with moon rays. But when Radharani enters the forest becomes illuminated by Radha rays, by Radharani's own moon rays of her heart, moonlike rays of her heart. And they emanate a very beautiful, soft, golden glow, a soft, gentle, golden glow. Imagine the color yellow, the color golden, but not giving off heat. Generally, the color red, yellow, orange is considered to be warm or hot colors. And white, blue, white, of course, is the most hot. But blue and sham color is very cool. So when Radharani enters the forest, the whole forest takes on a soft, gentle, Komala Gobi, soft, gentle color of Radharani's jyoti, her prem jyoti. The entire forest becomes colored golden when Radharani first. So Krishna is seeing, yes, the moon, and I'm playing the flute, and now the gopis are coming. Although the verse is telling that Neni plays the flute, the whole forest becomes colored like this. And Krishna becomes enthused by the soft glow, the gentle rays of Radharani's appearance in the forest. And then, as Radharani meets Krishna in the Rasastali to begin, initiate the Rasa dance, then the forest takes on another color, the color of the Van, the Raschitam. The forest becomes colored not by white moon rays, not by the golden glow of Radharani's Prem Jyoti when she appears there to meet Krishna. Then the whole forest takes on the color of an emerald, a very deep and beautiful green color. Very life-giving. Green is a very energetic and life-giving, energizing color, green. Nature is green primarily. Health-giving, sustaining and health-giving, nourishing color, green. Then one can ask Krishna, he is Shamsundara Ganesham, he is bluish, Radharani is golden. The forest should be golden, soothing, cooling, golden glow from Radharani, or Krishna's should be a bluish color from Krishna's dark moon-like effulgence. But when Radha and Krishna meet at the Rasastali, then the blending of those two rasas, the Radha ras, Sudaniti, and the Sham ras, Sudaniti, when we blend these two rasas, the Sham ras and Radha ras, then we get Radhe Sham Yugala ras, Radha Krishna Yugala ras. And then that's Komala Gobi Rashtitam. Krishna becomes colored by Radharani's beautiful, soft, soothing, golden-like effulgence. And that's Krishna. And Radharani becomes colored dark, becomes enveloped and engulfed and enveloped in Radharani's beautiful, deep, dark, monsoon cloud, grayish, deep blue, dark color of Krishna's transcendental form for one moment. And then the two become one. The blue mixes with the yellow, and when blue and yellow mix, they make green, emerald green. So the forest is now a Yugovan, a Yugovan. Even some forests are called Yugovan, where Radha and Krishna meet. So this is Vanam Chattat Komala Gobi Rashtitam. And the whole idea of this forest, it's another stimulant. When Krishna sees the moon with that reddish tint, and he sees the flowers opening, and he smells the fragrance, and then when he sees the forest illuminated, not the face of the moon with its reddish glow, but the forest with its beautiful, because when those rays of the moon, if you stand in the full moon, it's very powerful. It's soothing, but it's powerful. You actually feel a different intensity. Moonshine and sunshine are both intense. Hot intense and cool intense. Hot Garam Prabhav and Tanda Prabhav. If you stare at the full moon on a winter night when the sky is very clean and pure and clear and no any clouds, very clear sky, and the full moon is shining, you practically need sunglasses. Sunglasses to look at the moon. I should say moon glasses. If you've lived in a village and you've seen and experience, Because in the village, nature is, village means nature. Natural setting, natural environment. What is in nature? Rivers, lakes, animals, beasts, birds, humans, emotions, relationships. And the big players, the big, biggest players in nature, moon and sun. Sun gives daytime life to vegetables. Moon gives nighttime life, ras, taste, flavor. Daytime sunshine gives strength, growth, production. All are required. Strength, growth, production, and ras, flavor, and love. All production, all strength, and all growth. But like we say, this year's growth rate will be 10% from last year. They have all the business terms, like the growth rate. What about the increase of your ras? What about the increase of your bhav? This year's bhav will increase 10%. The rasik janas are predicting that this year I'll increase my bhav assets 10% over last year. That's bhav. And ras, this year we'll see an amazing increase in ras, 25%. A very successful year. The moonshine is giving ras, Krishna Chandra. And then Rishabhanu Nandini Radha is giving strength, growth, nourishment, jivani, meri jivani. Gopis pray, meri jivani Shri Radha. It's feminine, gopi, feminine, meri. Meri jivani Shri Radha, meri pyari Shri Radha, meri swamini Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, meri pyari Shri Radha, meri everything Radha. Ishvari, Radha and Krishna. Banu, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Nandini daughter, Vrishabhanu the king, her father. But Banu means Suryadev. Suryadev, Alagalaganam, Dusranam, Banu. Arka, how many names? Mitra, Divakar, Mitra, Padma Bandhu. Banu, Nandini, Radha, Ki, Jai. Banu means sun. Sun gives life to the plants, strength to the plants, growth to the plants, and production. The Radha sun gives strength to the bhakti, growth to the bhakti, nourishment, life, and production. Produces prema. We've read prema bhakti prade devi. Prema bhakti prade devi Radha. Prada prade. She's a devi of love. She's a love god. She's a love goddess. Radharani is a goddess of love. We say love is God, God is love. Yes. And the goddess is also love. Love is a goddess. Acha, yeah. Radha and Krishna, the love God, the love goddess. The Deva, love God, Deva, the transcendental Deva of love. Kamadev, Kandarpa, Krishna. Aprakrita Madan. Aprakrita. Aprakrita transcendental. Alokik Madan. The transcendental love god, Cupid, Kamadev, Sri Krishna. So the sun of Radha and the moon of Krishna give light to the forest of bhakti. Bhakti is a lata. Bhakti is a creeper. Where do creepers grow? In the forest. Yes. Wrapped around the trees. So vanam chatkomala gobi rashchitam. The vanam means the bhaktivan. Bhaktivan. That forest where the creepers of devotion grow. I hope your creeper is in a forest. And if your creeper is in a forest of Vrindavan, it will really grow. Our Shastras and our Acharyas tell us, if someone does Bhakti Bhajan, Braj Mandalme, then all of his Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, and Archanam, every day he does Bhakti Bhajan, he gets 1,000 times the benefit, the Bhakti Bhajan phal, the sadhana phal. 1,000 times the power and benefit as if he were to gain if he performed bhakti bhajan somewhere else. Bhakti bhajan is transcendental, alokik. It ultimately gives the fruit of prema, the phal. But outside of dham, Ayodhya dham, or Braja dham, Navadvip dham, then more difficulty, more faults, difficulties, hardship, and less benefit. Benefit transcendental. But this is more transcendental. 1,000 times. So the forest of Vrindavan is the best place to plant, to grow, to produce everything of the bhakti creeper. So those fortunate souls that can live in Vrindavan and do bhajan, bhakti bhajan, are truly fortunate. lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of births, one can get such great fortune to live in the holy land of Vrindavan. Sriji's Prem Kailanastan, the playland of Sriji Radha, is Brajmandal. Sridham, Vrindavan. Trasikosh, Vrindavan. Trasi means that land that has 84 different rasastalis in it. Trasi means 84. There are 84 rasastalis in the Dwadasavan of Vrindavan. Trasikosh. This is the ras. Everywhere ras lila. This is ras of Vrindavan. Barsana ras. And Govardhan ras. And Vrindavan ras. Everywhere. And Kamvan ras. Radhakund ras. Ras in the banks of Radhakund. Kartik Maina. It's only ras. Spinning, whirling, dancing. Ras. Singing, dancing. A little stealing here and there. Just to make more excitement. Steal some makan. Steal a sari or two. Steal somebody's wife. Radha. We'll get to that. We'll be discussing about the world's greatest thief. The greatest thief that has ever walked the earth planet. He's still to this day never been caught. Who is that thief? Who is that baro chor? Kone. He's the number one chor. We will hear about him soon. Be careful. He may catch you. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe. So this is the forest of bhakti. Krishna's in the forest and it's filled with the effulgence of Radha. Now it's, and his effulgence, and they mix together and make this beautiful prem emerald, this Marakata Nadi. Marakata Ratna means, Marakata means emerald in English, emerald, Marakata. So now the forest is like that, gentle rays. So when we perform bhakti, we will be bathed in a forest, the forest of devotional service, the forest of bhakti sadhana. Bhakti bhajan is the vanam. And the komala gobi rashchitam. We will be colored rashchitam by the gobi, the rays, komala, gentle. We will be colored and affected and a color and a prabhav and influence of the rays of Radha Kripa and Krishna Kripa. They're Kripa Jyoti. They're Prem Jyoti. Let's go to the fourth line. Triswa Kamudvantam Akandamandalam Amanara Abham Navakun Kamarunam Varam Chatat Komala Gobi Rashchitam. That was Krishna's flute. Who's running out the door? Go, go, go! Unlock the door. My husband locked the door. I can't get out. Hey, Bhagavan. Oh, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Upar, Uto. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Go, Chorste! Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Braja Dama ki jai. Chamatkara Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Ascharya Dham Shri Vrindavan ki jai. Adbhut Dham Shri Vrindavan ki jai. Every day something different ki jai. What's that? Who's that? Who is he? What's her? Who? Ha? He? Purushottam. Adhika Maina, always something extraordinary. If not, no benefit. If it's humdrum, every day, ho-ho, this, that, that means you're not in Purushottam month. Jistva kamudvantam akanda mandalam ramana nabham navakun kumarunam vanam chatat komala gobi rashchitam Jagokalam Vama Trisham Manoharam Jagokalam Jago Sham play his flute. Bhamadrisham. Those girls, those gopis, ramanis, with Bhamadrisham, charming eyes. Manoharam, that bansuri, that prem gun, and madhur, madhur, madhur prem bansuri gun entered their ears. Through the doorway, it entered their body. Through the doorway of their ears, quietly, Komala gently entered in their house of their heart like a thief. And that flute picked up the valuable gem in the treasure chest of the gopis' love. Held that gem of their prem and ran away like a thief in the night. Manoharam, Krishna's flute, Shan's bansuri chor, came and stole the gopis' hearts. Jagokalam, Jagol, that Krishna, Kalam, he played his flute. The phrase in this verse, Jagokalam, means Shyam played his flute. That is the cause. Then there must be some effect, the karan and the prabhav, the effect, what happened. So what does this word, what does this phrase, Jagokalam, mean? Jagokalam. Krishna played his flute, Jagokalam. Krishna saw all these beautiful indications of the gopis. The gentle rays in the forest. The forest looks so beautiful with the gentle rays of the face of the moon. Imagine how much more beautiful the forest will become when it's illuminated by the gentle rays of my Swamini, my Priyaji Radha, and all the gopis, when they come and illuminate the forest with their love light, with the light of their love. That gentle Komala, Gobi Raschitam. The entire forest will be illuminated with their love, with their presence, with their radiance. And that radiance will illuminate and color me. My face will be colored by the kunkum on their cheeks when we dance intimately together in the ras. And the forest around us will be illuminated by that most soothing and satisfying effulgence of their loving circle. The Akanda Mandalam, light goes everywhere. Light is in the front of us. It's in the left. Look, you see everywhere light, nowhere shadow. So when the gopis are surrounding me and they're Komala Gobi Raschitam, the forest will be colored and I will be colored and engulfed and surrounded by their light of their love, the Akanda Mandalam. The Akanda Mandalam, that unbroken circle of the gopis' love will surround me and I will be in the middle. And that symbol of eternity, that symbol of eternity, the circle. You never can get out of the circle, round and around. And I'll dance in that circle. I'll live in that circle. I'll love in that circle. I'll love Radha, and Radha will love me. The gopis will love me, and I'll love the gopis. And that love will spin and turn in newer and newer ways, and rise and fall, and become close, and become fallen, and get to become united. And then we'll separate. We'll dance together, and then I'll dance alone. I'll dance with Radha, and she'll dance alone. Viraha. Sambhog, going on within the eternal circle of love, Brajmandala, Kandamandala, Vrindavan. Sometimes viraha, separation, crying, longing, searching, torment. Sometimes union, joy, Sambhog Milan, Banbihar, Julan, Jalkeli, Pashakela, and Raslila, Rasakrita. This is Jagokalam. So Krishna sees all this, then he becomes inspired. His heart, with all these beautiful udipans, his heart becomes fully inflamed. The fire of his love becomes inflamed and bursting with flames. I must call the gopis to this beautiful setting, to this beautiful forest, and plays his flute. So he became inflamed with amorous desires. And then the acharyas discussed Jagokulam. As we mentioned earlier, that Krishna was practicing the flute for many, many months before the rasa dance. For several months, he was practicing. Jagokulam means Krishna played his flute. We heard earlier from Gopal Champu how Krishna was practicing his flute. And there's some other descriptions in related as a commentary on this particular verse, Jagokulam. Krishna played his flute, Jagokulam. Being inspired with romantic feelings, wanting to be with the gopis and dance with them and enjoy playing with them throughout the night, his eternal divine consorts, the Brajaramanis. In that inspiration of love, the loving inspiration, Krishna played his flute. And it worked. Vamadrisham, Vamadrisham, Manoharam. They came. But it didn't come easy. That victory was not won easily. Does a man win the Olympics gold medal easily? He has to train for several years, control his diet, and so many things, and defeat all the competition in the world to be number one. So Krishna had lots of opposition to call the gopis from their husbands and homes and families and duties and responsibilities in the middle of the night to the forest for a rasa dance under the full moon. It seemed like an impossible situation. Impossible. And simply my only ally, my only instrument of power, my only instrument of allurement is my bansuri, a piece of bans, a simple, inexpensive piece of bamboo, only 21 inches long, or maybe a long murali is 30, like 1 meter long, murali, some long. How is it possible? A piece of bamboo will call the most dignified, can summon and beckon and call the most dignified, beautiful, refined, and chaste ladies in the universe to my side to dance on the ground of Vrindavan and their bare feet with no shoes under the moonshine. So Krishna said, listen, Vamsi, you have to become very empowered. Krishna had that sankalpa to dance with the gopis, growing within him for several months. So several months preceding the rasa dance began in the springtime, in the Vasant Ritu. Krishna had seen the gopis and they had sang songs of him and they would glance at each other time to time while Krishna was moving here and there. And he became attracted, immensely attracted. And we heard that story before, how Radharani was also similarly attracted, and she wrote a love letter on a tamal leaf, a tamal pata, in Kunkum, and Krishna found. We told that story earlier in the classes. But now, another idea that they're telling, that Krishna was practicing for several months, and then he thought that this autumn season, I'm becoming very good, because over the few months that he was practicing, Krishna would practice and go to the forest alone. Krishna would sneak out of the house, secretly sneak out of the house. He would post some guards, some of the Sakas, his intimate coward friends, Dama, Sudama, Vasudam, Dama, Sudama, and Vasudam, and Kinkini. These are the four of the Ashta Sakas, the eight dearmost Sakas. We have Ashta Sakis, Ashta Saki Brinda, Radha, and the Sakis. There's Ashtasakas. And these are four of them. Dama, Sudama, Vasudam, and Kinkini, Saka. He says, listen, boys. I have to practice the flute at midnight in the forest. I am supposed to be sleeping. I'm only a 10-year-old boy. I'm a young boy, 10, 11-year-old boy. And my mother has tucked me in the bed, put this sheet over here, kissed me, hugged me, and said good night, Mother Yashoda. She thinks I'm sleeping. So you stay outside my door. I'll come out, lock the door, and I'll run away to Vamshivat. So you please guard the door. So they say yes. Then Krishna comes out to the forest to practice and before the rasa dance. And then he practices. He says, let me see the power of my attraction. How attractive is my flute playing? Because I am Karshan. I am Krishna. Sankarshan. I can attract everything and everyone. Let me practice. So then Krishna, a few weeks before Rasa Purnima, the Sharad Purnima, Krishna practiced. He went to the forest. Rehearsal. And we have rehearsals. And he practiced playing the flute. What is the effect? What is the prabhav? Is my flute ready? Will my flute pass the grade? Is my practice now perfect? Krishna played. He's playing. Nothing's happening for a long time. He played harder. So many sweet melodies. So many sweet ragas on the flute. And then some deer came. Mriga. A male and female deer. They came. From the deep forest, they came from different sides. From north and south. And they gathered around Krishna. All sides. Beautiful deer. Black deer. And spotted deer. And they were looking at Krishna with their doe eyes. Sometimes the Braja Gopis are described in English as doe-eyed. Their eyes are like the eyes of a female deer. A doe is a female deer. We say Mrigakshi. Not Meenakshi, Mrigakshi. So Mriga means deer, and Akshi means Mrigakshi. Mrigakshi Gopi. Very, very long eyes. If you've ever seen a deer, their eyes are quite big. Very small head and very large eyes and elongated. A nice kajal, black coloring around their eyes, like kajal. And their eyes are very gentle, very soft, and very attractive. When one looks in the eyes of a deer, if you've ever gone to deer park, some park in Delhi, they have some deer park, and you see, and they look at you, so their form is so gentle. And their movement is so graceful as they move. So graceful and artistic and also regal. Regal. When the male buck with his large horns, when he walks. Gentle but regal. These are my queens. I am the king. And then his consorts. Megho. The Meg. So the eyes of these Mrigakshi deer, when Krishna, they all gather around, and Krishna said, he looks at them and he says, oh, hello, welcome, swagatam. Oh, Mriga, oh, my Mriga, are you fine? And Krishna holds his Vamshi pets. Are you fine? Are you happy? You're nice? You're happy in the forest? And he's thinking, Vamshi. Suno Vamshi. Vamshi's female. Vamshi. Hey, Vamshi. Hey, Saki. Hey, Vamshi. Hey, Saki. I played sweet ragas and sweet melodies to call the Mrigakshi Gopis of Barsana. Mrigakshi Gopis of Barsana. But you have called the Mrigakshi Pashu of the Van. You have called the beasts, the animals, the deer from the forest to gather around my side in a Akanda Mandalam. There was a circle of doe-eyed deer. There was a circle of doe-eyed deer, and they weren't his Priyaji Sakis, his deer. They weren't his D-E-A-R Sakis. They were the forest, the Vana Mrigakshi, the forest deer, D-E-E-R. And they're also, of course, deer to Krishna, as all living entities are. But those weren't the deer ones that Krishna wanted to be his near ones. At that time, he wanted to be near his dear Priyaji Radha and Priya Valita and Priya Vishaka, Induleka, Tungavidya, Sudevi, Rangadevi, and so many gopis. Hey, Vamshi, Deko, you see, Vamshi, look, these are not gopis. They're all around me, Akanda Mandala. They are Akanda Mandala. The deer are ready for, they're ready for Ras. The deer, they have doe-eyed deer. And they're female. Their husbands are on the outside looking. They're watching and looking. So the Jagokalam, that Krishna was practicing for several months. So then he thought, in 2 weeks or 10 days, it's the big night. It's the night of the year, the night I've been waiting for, the most beautiful full moon night of the year, Sharad Purnima. Oh, what a, this will be the perfect time to initiate, to begin the Ras Lila, and call all the gopis together on the banks of the Yamuna. Oh, but it's only 10 days left. I have to prepare. I've been practicing my flute playing. Now I have to test, take my exam. Krishna goes out to the forest, 12 o'clock. He plays the flute. And all the Mrigakshi ladies, all the doe-eyed ladies gather all around him in a Kanda Mandal. Ah, unfortunately, those Mrigakshis are not ladies. They're females, but not gopis. They're pashu. They're deer, female and male deer that live in the forest. And they've been called and attracted to his beautiful flute playing. Because as you know, deer, that is a characteristic of deer. They love the flute so much. They have so much pyar, vamsi pyar, that they lose their life for it. They lose their life. Five different animals lose their life because of their uncontrolled senses. Jago kalam, vamadrisham. Krishna played his flute. And the vamadrisham. Vamadrisham means charming eyes. Drisham, eyes. Vama means charming. Jago kalam, vamadrisham. Krishna has been practicing his flute. It's 10 days before Sharad Purnima and this Leela we are telling. And he played his flute to attract the doe-eyed gopis, the Mrigakshi Brajaramanis, the doe-eyed cowherd damsels of Braj for the Rasamandala. So he practiced and then he was came around him was the doe-eyed Pashu, the forest deer gathered around him in an unbroken circle. One deer, two deer, all around Krishna. One circle of deer. Akanda mandalam of Mrigakshi Pashu, deer. And they have very vamadrisham. The verse says, in 29.3 says, Chagokalam vamadrisham. The eyes of the deer, the dristi, the drisham, are very charming to look at, as I describe. Even if you go to the zoo, they're very charming, soft, moist, innocent, gentle. So Krishna practiced to call the gopis. He didn't call the doe-eyed gopis of Barsana. He called the doe-eyed deer of the forest. Vanam chakomalam. Vanam chakomalam gobi rashchitam. And then he practiced, played more. And the squirrels came. And then the peacocks came. More. The peacocks. And they made a circle around Krishna. Akanda mandalam. Of more akanda mandalam, an unbroken circle of peacocks on all sides of Krishna. They surrounded him. And then he was playing his flute, practicing. And because he had called them, because Shyam was trying to call the gopis to test the efficacy of his flute practicing for so many months preceding the Sharad Purnima, 10 days before. And Krishna likes all the animals so much and loves them all. But he especially likes the peacock. So the peacocks started dancing. The male peacocks, they fanned their tails. When the deer came, the Mrigakshi, Pashu, the forest deer, all the female deer were very close to Krishna, made a circle. And just beyond the female deer were their husbands, the male deer. The bucks, the male deer. And their eyes are not so gentle as their wives. Not so charming. You see the eyes of the male deer, they're proud. And they walk the same way. The male deer. Their eyes are also soft. They're vegetarians. They're gentle look. But not so innocent, so charming. They don't have that charming quality of the female deer, Mrigakshi. In that circle, that akanda mandal around Krishna, jago kalam sham, that mandala of the deer was all females were near and dear Krishna, the near dear to Krishna. And then Krishna played more than the peacocks because the deer can easily come at midnight. The deer sometimes wander here and there at nighttime, especially when the full moon is there. Deer are little restless type of animal. They're slightly restless. Deer, the Mrigakshi Pashu, are chanchal. So they wander here. If it's not full moon, they're a little bit restive. On a full moon, they wander here and there, looking for some berries or seeds or something to nibble on, some leaves that maybe blossom under the moonlight or something. So the female deer were there. Now the peacocks are way high in the trees, in the different trees, in the palasha trees, kadamba trees, and bakul, all the big trees of Braj, neem trees. They're way up in the high branches at 12 o'clock at night because they're sleeping safely. The peacocks sleep in the high, high branches of the trees. So they had a long way to come down to the forest floor to be next to Krishna. So they were a little late in getting there. But Krishna's playing his flute, trying to call the gopis, who are so beautiful and dance. They're such wonderful dancers. Srimati Radharani is known as Gandharvika. Gandharvika Radha. Because she dances like a celestial goddess. Such elegance, such refinement, such precision in her every mudra and movement. Unseen before in the entire universe. No apsara, no celestial devi can come even close to matching the artistry and beauty and dynamic expression of Radharani's love dance or her sham in the Rasalila. Gandharvika Radha. She's the origin of all the Gandharvas, all the apsaras and apsaris. Their talents in music, their talents in dance and performing are only a drop from the ocean of Radharani's unlimited Ananta Kala. Radharani's Ananta Kala, unlimited talents and attributes and musical Sangeet Visharad. She's expert at singing, dancing, music, all the arts. Radha's expert. Daksha, she's expert. So she dances. So when Krishna called, again, all the peacocks came down, the male and female. Now, the male peacocks were in the inner circle around Krishna, the male peacocks. And the female were outside of their husbands, their mates, watching respectively and encouragingly. Then Krishna's playing his flute. I wanted to call the doe-eyed gopis. I was practicing the power, the karshan, the bansi karshan, the power of my flute. I was practicing. How much can I control the seasons? Already for several weeks, I'm coming out playing the flute, and the moon is rising. I'm here. I finally got out of my house at 12 o'clock. Usually the moon at this time of the year rises at 7 p.m. It rises at 8 o'clock. I couldn't sneak out of my house. There was entertainment. There was my evening meal at 9 o'clock, an entertainment, a meeting with my family and my uncles and cha-cha and all these things, whoever, my father's brothers. And then I finally, at 12 o'clock, I came out. But the moon at that night was going to rise even later. So I wanted to see, does my flute playing have the karshan to call and control the moon? The moon has not risen yet. The moon immediately heard the command and call of Krishna's flute. The power of Dicha Shakti, his desire, his Satya Sankalpa Shakti, his will to make everything possible. Immediately the moon appeared out of nowhere. Ha ha, yes. Ha, wonderful. Ha, Vamshi, Vamshi. Very good. Ah, Chandradev, Pranam. Chandrama, exactly, you stay there. Now you stay there. Okay, good. So now Krishna learned how to control the moon. The moon immediately became a huge spotlight, illuminating the entire Rasamandal. And stimulated everyone's heart. Anyone who bathed in those rays of the moon becomes stimulated. How do you become stimulated and excited with romantic desires if you never come in the moonshine? So you lock yourself up in your city apartment. Thousands, as they say in India, in the culture of American Indians, when someone asks an American Indian, a native, an Adivasi of America, the original inhabitants are somehow called Indians because the very intelligent navigator thought that he arrived in India, but he didn't know how to drive his boat very well. So he thought it was Bombay, but it was actually Ahmedabad. Like you drive your car to Bombay and you end up in Gujarat. You get out, is this Bombay? Is it Bombay? This is Ahmedabad. You're in Gujarat. Oh, I think I'm not good at driving. So Christopher Columbus, he got a big donation from Queen Isabel of Portugal. He said, I will find a fast way to India to get spices, gold, and all the good things. She said, okay, here's some money. So then he sailed off, and he was a little bit, maybe sailors tend to get drunk, as you know. And he was a little drunk, and he ended up in America. He said, I'm this India. And all of a sudden, arrows started coming over his head. What's this? At any rate. So Krishna learned the power of controlling the flute. Control the moon. Oh, my what's one of Krishna, or is Krishna's favorite flower? Malika Phool. Malika Phool. Why? Because of the attributes. All flowers are Krishna's favorite. All flowers that serve Krishna are fragrant. At least they're supposed to be. We only offer Krishna beautiful, fragrant. They must be fragrant. The Mukhya Gandha, the Sarup Gandha, the Sarup Lakshana of a Phool is fragrance. Color, design, shape are secondary. They're the Tatastha Lakshana. The Tatastha and Sarup Lakshana is the fragrance. Saurabh, Sugandhi. Sometimes the Malis sell these garlands with little white flowers on it. They smell like weeds. They smell like nothing. When they people buy them and they offer them, it's an aparad. It's an aparad to offer a garland that is not fragrant to the deity. Anybody can sell you anything because it's Kali Yuga and they'll cheat you. Oh, yes, very nice mala. How much is that gulab full? Gulab mala. Well, that's 100 rupees. Oh, that's very much. How much is that white one? Well, that's only 20. Oh, give me the 20 rupee one. Safed wala. And some of those Safed Walas, of course, are Juhi and Bela or Mogra or Malika. And they're very nice and sweet and fragrant. And some are Nakli. Nakli Safed. You say Nakli. Nakli Mala. And they're mixed in there because, you know, every businessman has two types of products. Asli, Saman, and Nakli. Do you think that the flower sellers in Vrindavan are not businessmen? They are businessmen, and they sell nakli garlands. But our bhav includes gyan, because bhav is the highest expression of bhakti vigyan. Bhav doesn't come until one has realized the depths of bhakti vigyan. Bhakti sadhan, then bhakti gyan, gita gyan, knowledge of gita, knowledge of bhagavatam, and intense bhakti, tivrena bhakti yogena, tivrena bhakti, very intense, powerful, concentrated, determined, long, many years and lifetimes to bhakti, then becomes bhakti vigyan. And as you're transiting from bhakti gyan or bhakti vidya and studying shastra sodhyaya, shastra shravan, and your bhakti is getting, your shraddha is increasing, and your bhakti is deepening and thickening, then your bhakti passes through anartha nivritti, cleansing, purifying, elevating stage, self-control. You learn self-control. Who says they have vacho vegam, manasa kroda vegam? This is step 2, 3 in bhakti. Gyan. Sadhana, surrender, tapa, self-control, dhamma. Dhamma means sense control. And that's all transiting between the bhakti-gyan and bhakti-vigyan. Bhakti-gyan goes in artha-nivritti, then nishta, steadiness. And then when ruchi starts, actually ruchi, nam-ruchi, kata-ruchi, vaishnav-ruchi, then we start bhakti-vigyan, realization. And bhakti-vigyan increases more. Achara increases more love, more appreciation, more understanding, yama niyam. Then you go from ruchi to asakti, then bhav. So bhav, this is the fullest expression of bhakti vigyan. Bhav. Jagokalam bhamadrisham. The peacocks gathered around Krishna. The male peacocks were near him. And they understood because everyone knows the heart of the master. The servants, the true servants of the master, they know the heart. Heart means what? Desire. Heart means what? Feeling. Desire and feeling. Our hearts are full of desire. Our hearts are full of feelings. Happy, sad. I want this. I want that. I don't want this. Desire and feelings, our heart. So these servants know the heart, the desire and the feelings of the master. That more the peacocks of Vrindavan are the pure devotee servants of Krishna. They're Premi Bhaktas. They're living in Golok Dham. Golok Dham, Nitya Dham. The peacocks, they're not birds. They're not pukki. The pukki of Vrindavan are not pukki. They're devotees. They're Bhaktas. They're Premis. They have Bhav. They have Braja Bhav, Braja Prem for Radha and Krishna. Gwal and Gopi and Gwal. They're Vishesh Pukki. They're Divya Pakhi, transcendental birds of Vrindavan. They're in a spiritual world with Krishna. So Krishna likes the peacocks so much because when he sees the male peacocks that are standing around him, when they first came, their tails, their fan tails were closed. Their tail was closed and folded and behind them. It was extending behind them. And when Krishna is standing there, he was practicing his flute a few days before Sharad Purnima, Jagokalam, to see if his flute had, he had developed the expertise in playing to be able to attract the doe-eyed gopis and control the Ritu, Ritu Isha. He wanted to control the seasons, Ishvara, Ish. He controlled the movements of the moon. Is there any yogi, any mystic yogi that can control the sun or the moon? Stop an eclipse? Can anyone do it? No. No one can stop a grahan. When the peacock feathers are closed and they gather around Krishna and Krishna sees the Akanda Mandala, he said, oh, all these peacocks have gathered here, the male, with their feathers closed. This reminds me of the beautiful Baini of Radha. Her long tresses, her long hair, her cage hanging behind her head. It reminds me of the tail of a peacock. When I see the long, extended, glossy, the punch, more punk, more punk. What's the tail? Punch, punch, punchery. You know punchery? The tail of Govardhan, the edge. So the more punch, punch, the tail, the long, closed tail, the male peacock is very glossy and very shiny and colorful and iridescent. And that's the sheen and the shine of Radharani's long, black veiny hanging down her hair. So when Krishna sees that, the tail of the peacock surrounding him when he's practicing his flute before the rasa dance, who gets so good at playing flute, and all the males gathered around him at 12:30 one night, he thought, this Akanda Mandalam, more punch Akanda Mandalam all around him. He thought, oh, I'm surrounded by the long, glossy, shiny, beautiful black braids of Radharani and all the sakis. They're around me on all sides. Because later when Krishna dances in the rasa dance, with his arms and the shoulders of one gopi, another gopi, and their arms around his waist, he will glance this way and he'll see their beautiful baini hanging down this way and that way. And all sides of Krishna, he's surrounded by these beautiful peacock-like, the tail feathers of the peacock. It reminds him of the extended. So it's another utipan to stimulate his anticipation of meeting the gopis and having union in the rasa dance. So he becomes so happy. And he said, my flute is successful. I've controlled the moon. I've controlled the seasons. I brought summer flowers. I made my flute. Hey, Vamshi, very good. Oh, Vamshi, oh, Devi, your power is great. You're getting so much power. You were able to make the springtime flowers blossom in autumn at midnight. The Malika only blossom in sunrise, midday, in spring, in summer. Now it's fall. And the moon has risen instantly in the middle of top of the sky and not moving. And the white lotuses, all these arrangements. Now the deer have come, the deer-eyed gopis, the Mrigakshi. And the peacocks have come. So what is the analogy here? The doe-eyed deer are the gopis, and the peacock is Krishna. So you have, who is close? First comes very close to Krishna, Akanda Mandalam of deer, females. The doe-eyed gopis come first. Krishna called girls. He called the gopis, right? Ramanis. He was practicing. So females came to him, but they weren't the female gopis. They were female deer. Like the gopis, they had gopis that had mrigakshi, doe-eyed gopis. And these pashu, these beasts, these animals of the forest, they have doe eyes. And they're surrounding him, Akanda Mandalam. Close, but not quite the gopis he intended, but females. Then he played more. Then right after that came males. So the symbology, imagery is first all the gopis gathered around Krishna. And then there were so many gopis gathered around Krishna Rasa Mandal. Then he had to expand himself. And then the male peacocks came to represent Krishna in the imagery. And they danced, they made a circle around with all the deer. One deer, one peacock, one deer. That means one gopi, one Krishna. Because Krishna wears more punk. More punk. A peacock feather, more punk in his pagri. A peacock feather on top of his turban. This is a symbol of Krishna, special symbol. Vishnu doesn't wear, Ram doesn't wear, only Krishna. Of all the Bhagavans, Krishna wears the morpunk. So the more gathered around Krishna will resent Krishna. And so many Krishnas, each peacock is an expansion of Krishna to be with each deer, which are the gopis in the analogy. This is from the commentary. So all this udipan and instigation, inspiration of Rasa Lila, practically Krishna is experiencing the Rasa Lila and separation, and that's exactly what udipan does. Udipan are environmental factors, the moonshine, the flowers, the deer, the arrangement, this female and that male deer, whatever, that make one inspire one's Madhurya Rati, one's eternal conjugal love for the gopis, in this case, Krishna's Madhurya Rati. They inspire remembrance of the name of the beloved. They inspire remembrance of the form of the beloved. They inspire remembrance of the qualities of the beloved. And they inspire remembrance of the leelas with the beloved. Be with the Brajaramanis, Radha, and the gopis. Krishna had so many rasa dances. But in this story, in the Maharas, it's depicting the Purvarag of Radharani and gopis, and in the Vamshi, in the Venugit, and so many. It's like in Nara Leela. So now, Krishna is practicing. He feels very, Vamshi Devi, Vamshi Sakhi is very successful. He's practicing, but the gopis didn't come. He said, I have to go back. It's getting late. So he went back. And again, he tried a few days before Purnima. So he practiced playing the flute very intently, wanting to call the Sakhis just to see. And he practiced and he practiced. And the deer came as before. The peacock came as before. And this time the peacocks, they gathered around and they fanned their tails. They didn't keep their tails closed to remind them of the gopis. That all the male peacocks were on all Krishna's sides like this, fanning with their tails. And the peacocks, when the male peacock, he fans and opens his beautiful iridescent green and blue tail, there's a special feature. Each feather in the tail of a male peacock has what appears to be an eye. There's an eye there. And inside the eye, there's like a chandra. There's like inside the eye, there's a design of an Ardha Chandra, of a moon, if you've ever seen a peacock feather. When Krishna saw all those male peacocks around him with their fan tails, he said, look at the eyes of the gopis. They're so mystical, so dark, bluish and black and so iridescent and shining. Oh, thousands of gopis. Gopis, Age Radha, Piche Radha, Daya Bhaya, everywhere Radha. Everywhere, Radha, Radha. And he became ecstatic. He said, oh, my Vamshi, the gopis are here. He thought the gopis were there. He went mad. This is his Vibram, Prem Vibram. But simply male peacocks with fan tail feathers all around. You see? Ha! Ha! Radha! He's like Ardhachan. So then he says, oh, these are all the gopis' eyes, thousands of loving eyes, thousands of giving eyes, thousands of romantic eyes, thousands of amorous, pure-hearted, loving, dedicated eyes of my Brajaramanis. Oh, Radha, Havishaka. And he went crazy. And Krishna went practically Vibram. And he started playing his flute and dancing. As he's dancing ecstatically, great Anand, Ulas. Then the male peacock started dancing. And as they were dancing, their feathers were going like this. Then as he's seeing the eyes, he's seeing this Ardha Chandra. And the Ardha Chandra is the shape of Krishna's tilak, his chandan tilak. And Krishna's tilak is like Ardha Chandra with a bindu on his forehead, like a crescent moon. And he looks in the peacock feather and says, these are the gopis all around me, and I'm dancing in the middle of the gopis. Then he says, wait a minute, that's me, that Ardha Chandra. I'm seeing the eyes of the gopis, but in the eyes of the gopis, I'm seeing my face. That's the Ardha Chandra on my forehead. I'm here. Am I here? These are gopis. Am I here or I'm there? I'm seeing the eyes of the gopis. But in the eyes of the gopis, I'm seeing me, because that's the reality of Kishore and Kishori. Because in the eyes, when Krishna looks in the eyes of Radha, who does he see? He sees himself. And when Radha looks in the eyes of Krishna Kishore, she sees herself. Because Krishna sees Radha everywhere and never loses sight of her and always remembers her. And Radha sees Krishna everywhere and never loses sight of him and always remembers him. Remembers, how can I serve him? How can I love him? When and where will I meet him? How will I please him and serve him in this way and that way and this way and that way? And Krishna feels the same way towards Radha. This is in the Vamadrisham of Krishna. Jago kalam Vamadrisham manoharam. So see how Krishna himself, although Krishna is called Makanchor, Manohar Krishna, he himself has become Manohar by his own Jagokalam. Jagokalam means Krishna expertly plays the flute and he's practicing, and deer come, his mind becomes enchanted, forgetful, then the peacocks come, then again he practices the call of the gopis. Now it's another feature of the same presentation, the doe-eyed gopis in the form of deer, and more Mukut Sham, Parhapita Mora, this Krishna with a peacock feather, he sees himself, then he really becomes Manoharam. He himself is not only the object, but he becomes the object of Manoharam. Jagokalam, Mamadrisham, Manoharam. The Krishna's mind, heart, becomes stolen by the vision he has when he sees the deer. He thinks they're the gopis. And he sees the male peacock with their fan peacock tails and the eyes of the gopis in those tails, feathers. And he sees his own face with that mark inside the eye on the peacock feather, which looks like Ardha Chandra, his tilak. Then he becomes very much Manoharam. He loses his mind. He becomes Vibram, praying Vibram. Madhurya praying Vibram. He becomes, what am I seeing? And he starts dancing and he can't control himself. It's ecstatic. Dancing, nirtya, it's an anubhav of his ecstasy. And the peacocks are dancing. And he feels, yes, this is the Kandamandalam. Yes, this is the Ras Leela. And the peacocks dancing around me. I don't see peacocks. I see eyes of thousands of gopis. And I see their beautiful hair. The feathers is actually the beautiful braids swaying this way and that way. And I'm dancing and I'm playing my flute, Jagokalam. 29.3 of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So he's practicing his flute. Now again, 3 days before Rasa Leela, Krishna comes again. After recovering from that praying Vibram, that spurti, that incredible vision of the Rasa Leela, seen in deer and peacock, Udipan becomes reality. Dream becomes vision. Vision becomes a dream. Vision, reality becomes a vision. And dream becomes, it's like interplaying. Radharani's having, she's sleeping in Varsana. Then, in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock at night, she has a spurti in her subconscious. Swapna vilas. Swapna vilas amritam. Sleeping and tasting nectar. Usually you have to be awake. You're awake and you pick up some somaras if you're a deva. One glass of somaras and you drink it, the nectar. Refreshing, tasty, vitalizing, life-giving, life-extending. Ras, amritam. When you're awake and your senses are functioning. Radharani sleeping, swapna. And vilas amritam. Swapna vilas. A vilas, vilas is a special word. It means a very intimate exchange of love between Radha and Krishna, vilas. Vilas is also an anubhav of Madhurya Prem. It's called vilas. So this is happening in Radharani's sleep, and she's drinking nectar through her dreams. Radharani is drinking nectar through her dreams because she's dreaming of Sham and vilas. Radha Sham vilas. Vilas Amritam. So even in dreaming, one has vision, and one drinks Amrit in dreaming. This is Braj. As our one friend told me, in Vrindavan, dreams are reality. And outside of Vrindavan, reality is a dream. Radharani's dream is reality, and her reality is reality. And whether she's awake or asleep or moving or sitting, or standing or sitting, moving, or anything she's doing, the reality of Radharani's reality is nothing but Krishna everywhere. Jagokalam. So now Krishna practices a third try to see, will Vamshi, Vamshi Devi, now it's only a few nights till the Purnima, That big night, that spectacular night I've been waiting for months for. You must prove your worth. You must prove that I've mastered, that you and I practicing together have so much power of enchantment and captivation. So then Krishna played so sweetly, so specially. And the deer came, and the peacocks came as before, and then the gopis came. The gopis came and met Krishna at midnight. It wasn't Ras Lila, it wasn't Maharas a few days before, a trial run. Lalita was there, Vishaka, hundreds of gopis, so beautiful. And they all gathered around. Krishna said, wow, it worked. I was able to control the gopis with my flute playing. I became so expert, so masterful. Oh, Bamshi. Wonderful, wonderful. Shabash, shabash. And then he was gazing. Ah, Lalita. Ah, Vishak. Ah, Indulika. Ah, Radha kaha. Priyaji kaha. Kaha. Where is Priyaji? Oh, I don't know. We all ran out of our houses in a flurry. We didn't look back. We didn't look right or left. Everyone just ran. I was standing next to Radha. I heard my name called on the flute. I ran. I was compelled. I was captivated. Manohar. I was whisked away, pulled away by the waves and vibrations of your flute, your sweet flute song. I didn't even notice. Oh, Lalita Vishaka. Hey, Radharani kaha? Radharani kaha? Radha? Oh, Radha? Everyone's intention and anxiety, and especially Krishna. All along for months I've been practicing to develop the power of my flute playing so I can call Radhika to my side for Ras, Ras Lila. Everyone has come. Ha ha. Ha, wonderful. Gopis. Ha, more. Ha, Mrigakshi. Ha. The Radha, the Purnima's there, the Malika flowers, the Komodi flowers, the gentle breeze, the beautiful forest, Vanam, Komalam, Gobi, Ranjitam. Oh, everything's so nice. Wonderful night for romance. Wonderful night for dancing. Cool breeze, beautiful moonshine. Ha. So lonely, so secluded place. But no Radha. Oh, Praneshri. Oh, Radharani. Oh, my Priyaji. Oh, Vamshi. Kaisa. Oh, Kyahuwa, what happened? Everything worked. So much power you're manifesting for so many months. And today, oh. Then finally, very slowly coming. Oh, Sham. One old lady, very old lady. White hair, one stick. Little bent over, very beautiful face, very golden face, very gentle, but old lady, very wise and gentle and beautiful. Oh, Sham. Purnamasi Devi. It's Purnamasi Devi. Sham. I come from Barsasana. Yes. Oh, yes, Yogamaya. Devi. Oh, Purnamasi, yes. Bhatkaro. Bhatkaro. Speak, speak. Sham, I know. Where is your Radha? Oh, Purnamasi, please tell me, is Radha all right? Is she okay? Was she kept back? She couldn't get out? Those relatives, what happened? She couldn't go? What happened? No, Sham, Sham. Radha is all right. But when you played your flute in such a soft way, Komala, Komala, nod, so sweet, so gentle, and her own name, Radhika, Radhika, jaldi aao, Radhika, jaldi aao. When she heard the flute, she started trembling. Oh, Shah. Oh. Radhika, Sham. Radhika fainted and fell on the floor. Murka, just by hearing the sound of your flute. Sham. This is Purnamasi. Oh, Mother. Krishna held her hand. Oh, Mother. Oh, Purnamasi, such wonderful news, but such tragic news. Please, oh, Sakis, go. Sakis, go, jao. Lalita, quickly. Vishaka, quickly, jao. Jao, Barsana, jaonge. Radharani Milenge. See, how is Radhika? Take care, please, go. I'm sorry. Go. Hey, Vamshi. And Krishna wandered away. This was two nights before Sharad Purnima. Now the separation from Radha is like as high as the Himalayas in Krishna's heart. Oh, she's so powerful. My practice has become perfect or almost perfect. What, is it the Vamshi that's almost perfect? Or is it my love for Radha that's not quite perfect? Vamshi is so powerful. I've been practicing my Jagokalam, Vamadrisham Manoharam. Manoharam, I've enchanted the minds. Manoharam means steal the mind, control the mind, enchant the mind. Manoharam. I've enchanted the mind and controlled the mind and movements of Chandradev. Powerful Chandradev, I'm a mere coward boy. A braj, a village boy, no shoes, no sona, only Gunjamala and Vaijyanti Mala, simple cloth. My only wealth is a Bants Riddhi. This is my Riddhi. No vast kingdom, no elephants, horses, nothing. Some bullocks, some Bailgadi, Gai and Bailgadi. What is my Riddhi? And what is my city? I cannot walk on water. I cannot become lighter than Lagima city and float in the air like a master yogi cotton ball. I cannot become Mahamahiyan. I cannot become like Hanuman, as big as a mountain. Or can I become like Hanuman, Anoranyan. Nor can I become so small that I can come out someone's ear. Boing. I am just a coward boy. I'm a lala, a chora, a village chora. But Vamshi, the moon we have controlled. And the Pashu Paki, the Braj Pashu Paki, Vamshi, we've controlled them. Manoharam, we've stolen control their minds, movements, and lives. They come from sleeping in the trees to join us. They come from the dark depths, safe depths of the forest. They've been allured and enchanted by my Jagokalam, Manoharam. They've been enchanted. Their minds have been stolen. The peacocks are sleeping high in the Palasha Briksh and Kadamba Briksh trees, safely in the branches. They've given up the safety of those branches to come to the ground, because when the bird is on the ground, he can easily fall prey to the tigers and jackals. No fear. Such power. They have enchanted them. And I chanted, in another night of my practicing, I enchanted all the gopis, sub gopion. They came for Ras. But my Radha fainted. Vamshi, are you my friend? Are you my friend? Are you my enemy? Oh, Vamshi. Oh, Sakhi. Suno. What is this? I called for Radha. I wanted her here happily and peacefully. And now she's lying on the floor. Oh. This is 2 days before Sharad Purnima. The condition. Now Krishna is feeling very good. My Vamshi is so powerful. Manoharam Chandradev. I'm still in the mind and movements. If someone steals your mind, they can do that by hypnotism. Yes? They can hypnotize you. Look at this watch. Watch the watch. Look at this. Listen to the sound of my voice. You're becoming very, you already are. You're becoming very, very sleepy. You feel totally relaxed. All the sensations of your body are coming to a stand. Falling. Boom. Then you're hypnotized. Now, I've controlled your mind. Manoharam. Now, get down like this and walk like a dog. Ow, ow, ow. Under hypnotism, all psychologists, they've done this. We studied in college. Hypnotism. The powers. You control by different techniques. You control the person's mind. Manoharam. You steal control, enchant their mind by mantra, by movement, by sound, by modulation, by speed, by meter. And then their mind, they enter their subconscious. They're conscious, but they lose their guard. They lose their control. You steal their mind. When you steal someone's mind, you can control their movements. This is the meaning of Manoharam. That's what happens. We chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna steals our mind and he controls our movements. Hare Krishna! And we start dancing. And we start doing puja. Ding, 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 ding. Hare Krishna! All our movements are controlled by Manohar Sri Krishna. This is a fact. So Krishna's Vamshi Karshan, Venu Suner Gopir, Gopi Natha Sriyestunaha. This is the Prayojana Tattva prayer, Prayojana Tattva. Shriman Rasa Rasarambi Vamshi Batatata Stitaha Karshan Beno Karshan Vamshi Kamsh Karshan Murali Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopi Gopir Gopinatha Shriye Stunaha. This Prayojana Tattva mantra of Radha Gopinath in the Rasa Stali, showing and establishing the Karshan Shakti of Prema and the Karshan Shakti of Krishna's Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, the sweetness and power and enchantment of his Vamshi or Venu, Murali, Manoharam. So now, Krishna's final exam, Sharad Purnima. Many tests, many quizzes, some heartbreaks. He was happy with the power of the Vamshi to do all this Manoharam. Jago Kalam Vamshi Drisham Manoharam. He captured the beautiful eye of the moon. The eye looks like the moon is the eye of God at night. So Krishna played his Vamadrisham means the charming eye of the deer. Vamadrisham means the charming eyes on the back of the peacock, male peacock. The charming eyes is Vamadrisham. Charming, enchanting eyes. The Vamadrisham is the eye of the moon, that beautiful glow, the white moon, like the white of our eyes, glowing with love if we're in love. The white of our eye is called sclera. It glows with beautiful moonbeams of radiance, beautiful moonbeams of coolness and moisture when we're in love of God. Chandradev is the eye. Krishna says in Gita, the sun and the moon are my two eyes. Suryak, Surya Bhagavan ka ak. Chandra, Bhagavan ka ak. The sun and the moon are my eyes. I see everyone in day with my eye of the sun, and I see everyone at night with the eye of the moon. Chago kalam vamadrisham. Now the Rasa Purnima. This is described in 29.3, the Rasa Purnima. That's the present. That's the eternal present. Nitya lila. Radha Krishna nitya. It has no beginning, no middle, and no end. It's eternally going on. Never was there a beginning to God. Never is there end to God. There's no middle of God. He's endless, ananta. Bhagavan is ananta. He does not take birth and die. He's eternal. Nityo nityanam chaitananas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. Nityo nityananam. There is one nitya chit. There is one eternal, unlimited consciousness, God. And nityanam, and so many minute, smaller particles of consciousness. Nityo nityananam. Chaitanas, that there's one eternal nitya, God, the unlimited eternal, ananta nitya. Then there's so many particles and expansions of God that are nityanam. Then there's chaitanas, chaitananam. He is the original chit, the origin of all chit shakti. And so many anuchit. Called anuchit, small particles of consciousness, all of us. Mamevamcho jiva aloke, jiva bhuta sanatana, manakshastrani indriyani, prakriti stani karshati. Karshati. We can have karshati, struggle with prakriti karshati. Prakriti. This material world is prakriti, ashta prakriti. This body, man, woman, Indian, whatever, American. This is a place of struggle. Karshan means pull, pulling, gravity, pulling, tearing, lifting, falling. Karshan, Karshan, Karshati Stan, Prakriti Stani Karshati. We are an Atma standing in Prakriti. The Prakriti we're standing in is the body. The world of the Atma is the human body. The world of the human body is India or some country. And the world that this country is in is the universe. And it goes on like that. Countries in the world of the earth. The earth planet is in the world of the prakriti of the universe. Krishna is telling in Gita, prakriti stani karshati. Stani, standing, place, localized, or located in the prakriti, karshati. We're standing in English, prakriti stani karshati means we're standing, we're fixed, we're riveted, we're cemented in the material world. Samsara chakra, karma chakra, and what do? Karshati. We rotate. The earth goes around in a circle. The sun goes around in an orbit, and we're going around in a circle, karma chakra, rising through birth, growth, and then getting to the middle point, the prime of our life, then descending and falling in the back of the circle. Rising in the front of the circle, janma, birth, growth, development, byproducts, production, growth. Reach the top. I'm at the top. I'm the number one. And then disease, old age, down the back of the circle, boom. Get to the bottom again and die. And then punarjanam. And then up to the top of the circle and down. So this is one akanda mandala. Prakriti stani karshati is one akanda mandala. Karshan. Suffering, misery. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshano darshanam. Then there's another karshati. Jagokalam karshan. Jagokalam manoharam. Jagokalam vamadrisham manoharam. That karshan is called karshan venu smayar gopir. If we stand in a lila stan, not prakriti stani karshati, prakriti stani karshati, rasmandala stan, anandamayi. Rasmandala stan, not karshati, anandamayi. It is saturated with anand, bliss. When we stand in the rasamandala with Krishna and dance, it's blissful. The dance of love, the dance of sacred love, divine service, is blissful eternally. Akanda mandalam, akanda anand, akanda prem, akanda sham, akanda radha, and akanda jeev. We are akanda, Krishna tells in Gita, you are akanda jeev. What is the lakshana of the jeevatma? He cannot be burned, he cannot be broken, he cannot be destroyed, he cannot be killed. That means akanda. Nitya. The jiva is akanda, nitya, eternal and unbroken. So we're in an akanda mandalam. The nitya jiva is in an akanda mandalam, prakriti stani karshati. Chapter 15, verse 7, Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna is saying, jagokalam vamadrisham manoharam. You have charming eyes, you have nice, beautiful eyes. Vamadrisham. Well, listen to my flute, hear my invitation, come, do bhakti, surrender, samarpan. Sarvadharman prityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Braja. Braj. Braj, the Rasik Jan says, braja means to move, to go. Braja means move, to go, and braja means braj. Braj bhumi. That land where people move. Gosh. Krishna's always moving in Vrindavan. He doesn't sit in his office. He doesn't sit behind his computer all day. In his bed, on his computer. In his car, on his computer. In the train, on his computer. Sit, 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 and become misfit. So that's all people to sit and play on the computer. They're not moving. They're not Braj. And they're not surrendering, so they're not going to Braj. You can't budge unless... You can't budge and go to Braj unless you surrender. Budge means move. You can't budge and go to Braj unless you surrender. Sarvadharman prityaja mamekam sharanam braja. Braja means move, and braja means get here and don't move. But move with Krishna, dance with Krishna, serve Krishna. Serve Krishna and move in a divine dance of love. Love is a dance. When people are in love, they dance. They don't sit behind a computer and play games. Why are you so happy? Why are you kicking your heels, as I say, kicking your heels, jumping for joy? I'm in love, 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 I'm in love. I'm in love, 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 I love you. And you dance around, whatever you do. Love songs in every language. It means joy, happiness, fulfillment, satisfaction, hope, security, encouragement. Future is bright. This is love. Love brings all these good qualities and experiences. Does it not? But prakriti stani karshati. Karshati, struggling, that brings all these experiences. Hardship, tension, anxiety, stress, hypertension, bills, tax man, bill man, pay man, any man, slave man, that man, fat man, thin man, karshati man, karshati woman. Anandamaya jeev, anandamaya bhyasat, anandamaya bhyasat. The Atma is anandamai, made of bliss. Who's blissful? Who's happy? It's drudgery, it's hardship, it's labor, work, work, work. Work, work, work. No time, no time, no time. Only two mantras in Kali Yuga. Work, 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 swaha. No time, no time, no time, swaha, swaha. Work, om work, om work, om work. Homework, 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 om work, om work. The parents are chanting this mantra. All the mothers and fathers are chanting, om work, om work. And what are the children chanting? Home work, home work. And then what are the children crying? Oh, daddy, I have no time to study. Oh, mommy, oh, papa, we say, oh, papa, oh, mama, oh, papa, oh, papaji, no time to study. Oh, oh, my dear, oh, beta, why do you have no time? Well, you see, I've been on internet all night long for 7 days. Acha. And I've been playing computer games in the day and on internet chit-chatting with my friends and maintaining my email account and my Facebook account. So I had no time to study for my exam. So the children chant, no time, no time, no time. Swaha, ha, 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 ha. And you fail your exams. No time, just karshati, struggle. Hear the flute of Vamshidhari, Venukarshan, Jagokalam, Mano, Risham, Manoharam. So tomorrow, we'll continue Jagokalam to hear about that beautiful, expert flute player Vrindavan, Sri Krishna. Vamshidhari, Krishna Murari, Tomabina Dukahari.